Blog Talk Radio.
And God bless you, and welcome to another episode of the Power of Prayer Talk Show, where this is your hostess for the next 26 minutes. I'm sorry I'm coming on late, but I had a call. I am Patricia Williams. I thank each and every one of you for tuning in on today. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, I thank you for what you're about to do on this airways. God, I thank you for keeping us from danger seen and unseen. Now, God, I ask that you would just move by your spirit and move by the anointing, because the word of God declares that the anointing destroys every yoke. And God, I thank you and I praise you for that which you are doing in the lives of the people on today. And Father God, I ask that you would just have your way, even as we talk on the series of fasting. And Lord God, I ask that you would give us revelation and knowledge, and we will be careful to give you the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Okay, as I had stated, that we were going to be discussing a series of fasting. We're going to be talking about fasting because usually a lot of people be fasting at the beginning of the year. And we know that fasting gets us closer to God. Fasting allows us to kill the flesh and allows the flesh to come under subjection unto God so we can hear God clear. Also, excuse me one minute. Also, fasting allows us to get rid of some things that we are holding on to, or we want to build our spiritual insight and our spiritual endeavors. We want to know more of God and less of us. So this is going to be our first topic, because we're going to talk about how fasting attracts demons. That's why we have to be very careful that we know when God is telling us to fast, because we just can't go on and fast, because when we are fasting, we have to pray. Most of all, we have to read our word. We have to study, and we have to pray. Prayer and fasting and reading our words, those three things must coincide as one in order for God to move through any situation. We're going to start on Isaiah 58, a true fasting. Isaiah 58 and got the King James Version here. Okay. Please bear with me. I had a phone call, and then I had to get off the phone call and come right through here. So, cry aloud and spare not, Isaiah 58:1. Cry aloud and spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet and show my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinance of justice, and they take delight in approaching to God. Okay. You want to know more of God. They seek me daily and delight to know my ways. The only way you can know God is you have to get this flesh under subjection, because God, you cannot hear the voice of God when you are in carnality. You cannot. Fasting is very important in the body of Christ, because fasting allows us to hear God clear and allows our relationship to become closer with him. So I want you to get your Bibles out to Isaiah 58. How are you doing, Apostle Leger?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm doing good, man of God. We are doing a series on fasting, and as I was telling the people that many people are fasting this beginning of 2020, and many people are fasting without even knowing why they are fasting, or not even knowing what happens if God did not even ordain this fast, because in Isaiah 58, God says, is this the fast I had ordained? So we have to be careful not to just fast because we just want to lose weight, or we is trying to watch our diet or something like that. We don't want to fast for any selfish gain, but we want to talk about how fasting attracts demonic attacks, especially when God had not called it, and even when a God, he does call you on one, the demonic attacks will come. But we want to tell the people how to get ready to prepare themselves for the demonic attacks. So, man of God, you can open up.
Woman of God, fasting is designed for us to get spiritually ready to fight things physically where we might not necessarily have any strength. I'm finding that a lot of people do not understand the significance of fasting, and they do not understand that the reason why you fast is to allow your spirit man to go to war. The reason why a lot of people are failing is because they don't have the correct principles, and they do not have the authority or the authenticity of what fasting entails. Woman of God, I fast so that I could hear from God. I actually fast so that I could replenish, so that I can get ready for my next assignment. I get ready for my next move. A lot of people now are fasting for dieting, or they're fasting because it's something that just goes on corporately. Problem with that is if you don't know the significance of that fasting, you are setting yourself up for demonic attacks from being vulnerable, from not knowing why you are part of something.
And man of God, also, I have seen this lately. We are not supposed to announce that we are fasting, because I have seen this so much, people announcing they are fasting. And then once they come off their fast, they felt like they haven't been through anything. They just felt like the fast was a big letdown or something like that. Tell them the importance of not announcing that you are fasting.
Woman of God, I tell the people of God all the time, the Bible is very specific in the gospel, and it repeats itself in more than one of the gospels about how it tells us how to get prepared for fasting. It says, wipe your face. Tell no man what you're doing. And it's a reason why Jesus called us to prepare for that way. Had Jesus had announced he was going to the wilderness, he would have had all kind of people follow suit with him. Same way. And if I must say it in the natural, to where it would make sense. And I hate to say it this way, but I'm going to say it because sometimes it takes foolish things to conform to wise. If you are a drug dealer, if you're a drug dealer and you sell that weight, and you have all the jewelry on, you're flashing your money all the time, you're flashing your big fancy cars, that is a license for the cops to arrest you, because you're flashing, you're too loud. We have too many saints, they flash and they're too loud when they fast, when they fasting. And they're giving the enemy a reason to come and attack them by letting him know, hey, I'm vulnerable. Come meet me and come handle your business. Problem with that is a lot of people who are immature in the faith are the ones who faint so much with fasting because, again, they don't follow the biblical principles and they don't follow the steps to how you should and should not fast. First of all, when first of all, when church is called corporate fasting, I'm going to go as far as saying, woman of God, that's out of order, because you're not supposed to call a corporate fast for the whole body. And the reason why you shouldn't call a whole corporate fast is because everybody is on different levels. So you don't know when you call that corporate fast. You could be dealing with babies. You could be dealing with people who ain't delivered. And they could be fasting and expecting God to move for them, and they shacking. Or they could be expecting God to move for them, and they turn around and they on drugs or whatever the case may be. So it's very important when we call fasting, when I call fasting, Bible ministry or for my sons and daughters, I call for a specific group. And normally it's not something that I broadcast and announce. If I say intercessors, it's time for us to all get together and fast. That's what I mean, intercessors. It's time for us to get together and fast. Or I'll say intercessors, armor bearers, and overseers, please, everybody get together. Let us fast and let us pray. Problem with that is, I mean, the good thing about that is when you keep it done in secret, God, he'll manifest himself in secret, but he'll show up in the public. Problem is we have no manifestation when we fast it now in the private because we're doing everything in the public.
Now, you said something so key right there, and this kind of opened up my eyes, and it probably, and I know it opened up some more people's eyes as well. That corporate fast, putting your church on a fast, that's a very key thing because you're so right, because everybody is on different levels, and it feels like once they come off of it, because I witnessed, some of them, they are the same way. You felt like there is no change because they are on different levels. And no wonder it wasn't effective because everybody was just doing their own little thing. So, yeah, that is very key. That's some very good, profound information, and that needs to be taught as well. And, man of God, do you think fasting is not being taught enough in the body of Christ?
Absolutely. It's not, woman of God. And we should be teaching fasting as much as we're teaching praying. And the reason why is because fasting and praying goes hand to hand. We could teach the people how to call on God and how to ask God for stuff, but we need to teach people how to sacrifice and how to push back so that we can make that sacrifice to get what we receive. Nobody want that sacrifice anymore. Nobody want to lay down their flesh. Everybody want to keep their whole book of business without having to reveal it. And let me explain what I mean when I say that. So many people want to stay natural. They want to pray. Oh, God, heal this. Oh, God, give me this money. Oh, God, do this and do that. But it's no sacrifice. It's no manifestation of nothing in your own private life. You're not fasting. You're not praying. Half of people not tithing. They're not. It's a lot of things that they're not doing, but they want God to be a gimme man. When you have the understanding of fasting and prayer, prayer will tell you that you're willing to ask, but fasting will tell your flesh, and it'll tell the enemy how bad you want it. So it's very important that you understand that we have to teach that. We have to incorporate the proper procedure on how to pray and fast. We do the procedure. We give the procedure on being baptized of the water and of the Spirit. But the problem is, how you gonna maintain your spirit man if you never push back the plate, or if you never sit in a dry place and allow the Lord to deal with you while you're empty. So that's good. We're teaching about being baptized and about praying, but we need to be teaching about how you fast and how you pray.
Okay, that's good. Man of God, many people did not know that they could be attacked by demonic spirits because they are open once they are fasting. When you're fasting, you are open. So tell the people how they can keep themselves closed so they will not experience attacks, because I know some of them will get headaches. Some of them would get body aches, anything, you know, just attacks. So tell them how can they keep themselves covered when they are fasting to resist the demonic attacks.
It's very important for you to understand that while you're fasting and praying, that you are
mm-hmm.
supposed to still stand guard, because the Bible tells us to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Because the adversary, the devil, is roaming around seeking whom he may devour.
Yeah.
So it's very important
yeah.
that you understand that you still, while you're fasting, while you're praying,
mm-hmm.
you still got to be Nehemiah. You got to stay on the wall. And the
mm-hmm.
reason why you got to stay on the wall is because the enemy don't stop this because you shut down. So
yeah.
don't get so vulnerable, and then your vulnerability of your fasting, you let your guard down, because the enemy know when we're most weak. He might can't hear us say
mm-hmm.
it, because we won't say it, but he can sense it, because that's his job. But it's very important
yeah.
that you continue to fast while you're fasting and while you're praying,
mm-hmm.
you stay on guard. You stay in your word. You stay rejuvenated. So you won't say words and actions that will trigger the enemy. You know, like, for example,
mm-hmm.
something as little of while you're fasting and praying, I'm just so disgusted. I don't feel like the Lord moving for me. Oh, you're disgusted. The enemy right there
mm-hmm.
listening. So, boom, here come an attack. Oh God,
okay.
I'm just so sick. Here come another attack. You got to scotch guard your mouth while you fasting and praying,
yeah.
so that you do not open the door for the enemy to come in and attack you even more.
Yes, indeed. Wow, that's really good. And so, you have any last words? Because some people get discouraged, just like we had talked about at the beginning. So, as we do the series on fasting, next week we're going to talk about the types of fast. So I want the people to be victorious in this season with fasting. I want them to grasp. So do you have any last words you want to share with them?
In fasting, the
mm-hmm.
best thing you need to do is show, number one, your maturity. We have
yes.
so many immature people doing something yes. as sacred and as biblical as fasting wrong. If you
yes.
are not getting taught properly about how to fast, sit somewhere and learn how to fast. It's not that you're not capable how to fast. It's not that
yes.
you're not called to fast, or that you nobody telling you you can't do it. But sit down
mm-hmm.
so you can learn, because we want you, as somebody who fasts and pray, we want you to be successful. But
yeah.
if it ain't your season to practice fasting, don't do it. And the reason why is because
yeah.
you can do more damage empty than you can full. So I want you
yeah.
to understand that. So get somewhere and learn if you're a little indifferent about fasting and how you fast, how you pray. And get inside of the Word of God. And what you do not understand, ask. It doesn't hurt to ask. Get with some seasoned saints who can make you understand the semantics of fasting. So when you do fast, you are so effective that the enemy will be even too scared to touch you.
Yes, that's so true. And then let God tell them, because just like you said earlier, when some people are going on what a man is telling them, and they don't know the meaning of fasting. So it's best to allow the Lord to lead you as well. Apostle Thomas, I thank you. Oh, my God. Apostle Thomas. Apostle AJ, I thank you so much for tuning in. She must be talking about me. I thank you so much for tuning in on today. It's been a blessing, and I just pray that everyone that is going on their fast that they will get exactly what they are seeking God for. And I just want to encourage you all to also be a tuning in, because this is some good stuff, and you want to take notes on it as well. Okay, until next week, everyone have a blessed weekend. And Apostle Lejay, we will see you on next week. You have a blessed
Amen,
weekend
Dr.
as well. God bless you. Bye-bye.